Hey, good afternoon. Welcome back to the program. I'm Guy Bauer. This is The Good Life. What fun talking to Jody Bogle. I wish you could all go to Clarksburg. It is the coolest American viticultural area that no one knows about. 35 miles south of Sacramento, you get across the Sacramento River and the River Delta that leads into the bay down there by San Francisco. Just amazing soil, amazing climate that makes for great grape growing. And the Bogle family has been doing it so well for so long. So now I want to tell you a little bit about the wines. We did the menu development the other day at the Marriott. And Peter Moretti and I and, oh, my God, several people from the Wichita chapter of the Wichita chapter of the K-State Alumni Association. We tasted the Sauvignon Blanc first. This thing is just a beauty. It's got a screw cap. I love that. It's no oak, no malolactic fermentation, all stainless steel. It's so crisp, but not overly grassy, overly pungent. It's nothing like a New Zealand Sauv Blanc. It's a beauty. Then we did the 2022 Chardonnay. And why do I like this? Well, I can tell you what it smells and tastes like, but why it does that is it's because most of those grapes come from the family vineyard right there by the home ranch. 50% new American oak, 50% in stainless. And you go, what? When you smell it, you go, oh, God, there's a lot of oak. But they use that juice that was fermented in stainless to balance that out, not only for label consistency, but quality. 8 months in those new oak barrels, surly aged and hand-stirred monthly. This wine and all of the wines in the Frontline Bogle label are 14.5 alcohol by volume. And you go, 14.5%? That's a lot for a Chardonnay. 10, 20 years ago, there was absolutely no doubt that would be unheard of. But what you get with 14.5% in all of the wines, including the red wines, is better mouthfeel, a vaguely perception of, I'm going to say sweetness, and there's nothing to do with sweetness on any of these, okay? But it's that alcohol tends to boost the perception of soft sweetness. This Chardonnay is probably one of the best value, fine, well-produced, I wash my tongue. I can't do a thing with it. Varietally correct, varietally magnificent Chardonnays you can buy. And you can buy it for under 10 bucks. You can buy it sometimes for $8 on sale. And it's good. I would harp about the Chardonnay for longer, but I will tell you we're having the Pinot Noir from Bogle, all this at the K-State dinner, the Merlot, the Petit Sirah, the Cab. God, there's 7 wines. You know, I feel like I'm missing something, but oh, my goodness. The dinner, the menu, it will be posted. I'll post it on my website, and it'll be on the K-State website. And we're going to talk to now my good friend Alan Fankhauser. He's the big cheese at the Alumni Association up in Manhattan. Alan, welcome to The Good Life.
Hey, thank you.
Well,
appreciate the time.
Did you get any snow yesterday?
Yeah, we have a little bit up here.
Yeah, we got about 4 inches, but it's almost all gone except for on the grass.
Yeah, ours didn't really stay on the streets, so it's mostly just the grass and decks and stuff.
Alan, just give us a thumbnail of what the Alumni Association at the university and the various chapters throughout the country do, and what's to be gained by being a member, even if you didn't go to K-State.
Yeah, the Alumni Association is the principal organization who kind of tracks all the alumni and friends of the university. And so we have, we put on events all over the country. We track everything that's going on up here for people as they leave Manhattan. And being a member provides benefits such as a magazine that we send out quarterly, emails, and a lot of this we do whether you're a member or not, but there are some benefits to being a member, of course, too. And so it's pretty inexpensive and pretty good way to support the university when you're done with school or you leave Manhattan.
Well, I think the coolest thing you guys do, well, certainly our chapter here in Wichita, and I would guess all the chapters around the world, the country here, they raise a lot of money for scholarships.
Yeah, we most of our alumni chapters raise money for academic scholarships. And this program that we're getting ready to have in Wichita will fund probably somewhere between 40 and 55 scholarships that we'll award later this spring to freshmen from Butler and Sedgwick counties who are coming to K-State this fall, and just get them off on a good start and gives them a little change to help their costs of college, and shows the support of those that have gone before them to K-State.
Well, you know, I've had such a good time being a part of this, and yeah, I didn't go to K-State, but as you've heard me say before, my money did, because both my boys went. You know, it's just been so fun to watch the growth. I remember, I think I did the second one. The first one was Jamie Stratton at Larkspur, I think, if I remember right. Correct? Well, you may not even remember because you were like...
I think that's right. Yeah, that was where they had the first one.
And I did the second one there, and we have 40 people.
Wow. Yeah.
Kind of grown.
Yeah, I know we've had as high as 200 people years. And it's a really fun evening. And for as long as I've been involved in many years, this is, I believe, the 21st one of these that we've had. We've been really fortunate to have Chris Trumbull and Baird Private Wealth Management as our sponsor. So we're really thrilled to have them involved as well. But it's just a great, fun evening, great food, great wine, lots of cool auction items. And this year, we're going to have both a live and a silent auction, as well as a couple of raffles. We do a wine pull. So there's many, many ways for everybody to be involved, whether you come with the intention of buying one of the premier auction items, or whether you come just for the food and beverage and maybe buy a few extra bottles of wine. So that's one of the unique things about this event, is it's just so easy for lots of people to be involved in many different ways.
Well, I didn't go into detail on the menu because I didn't get it yet from Chef Moretti, but in the big scheme of things, especially if you are a relatively recent graduate, I don't know what the 35 years or younger, if you're a graduate 35 and years and younger from K-State, you can come to this dinner for $75 and you will be blown away, because value for money, that is like free. If you're older than that or you just want to help the school, $110 per person, buy a table for $1,000. My good friend Mark Hutton did that. And it's a great way not only to enjoy a fun evening of food and wine. I'll be there. Darren Thompson will be there, the Bogle rep. And we will just have a ball. If you want to learn more, go to Facebook groups and look up Wichita K-State Alum Club. And more importantly, go to kstate.com. It's a long one. Participate/alumni friends/clubs. Just do a Google search for kstate.com alumni clubs, and you'll find Wichita. Follow that, and you can learn more. If you want to make reservations for the event, there's a link at goodlifeguy.com. Take you right to the page, throw a credit card in there, and you're booked. I can't wait. I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, thank you. We are, too. Our phone number, too, if you want to call us, is 785-532-6260. That'll get you right to the Alumni Association, and we can answer any questions you have or sign you up.
Oh, perfect. All right, mister. I saw somebody on a motorcycle here on Kellogg on top of the snow.
Oh, man.
I'm a fish-eyed fool, but I'm not that bad.
Yeah, no. Mine's undercover. I can't handle this much crap on the road.
Oh, God, no. In fact, it's going to take 2 weeks, if it's cleared up and was dry, to get rid of some of the salt and the dirt and all that. So Well, look, Alan, thanks a lot for being on the program today. We love K-State, and, you know, I can't wait for next year's football season. It was so fun watching the Wichita area quarterback run through his performance. What a great job.
Yeah, we're very excited about the future. Excuse me, with Avery Johnson. He's going to be a lot of fun to watch. And like you said, Wichita area product.
Yeah.
So it's a great time to be a Wildcat. That's for
there
sure.
You go.
And Guy, we really appreciate your help with this event and look forward to seeing you in a few weeks.
My pleasure. Take care, buddy. Have a good rest of the weekend.
You too. Thanks again.
All right. See ya. Okay. Another quick break. We got to get two more in. But we will. I got a wine of the week that is not Bogle, because you're going to hear more about Bogle wines leading up to this event, the 1st and 2nd of February. But I got a Pinot Noir from Decoded. This is a Sonoma County Coast, Sonoma Coast Pinot. I can't wait to try it. It has pretty good reviews. We'll be right back. Don't run off.